Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Hi, it's Alex Hall, and this podcast is about Xcode. And a couple of prerequisites before we get started. First of all, I assume you know what Xcode is if you're listening to this. Second, I assume you're a relatively proficient voiceover user. I won't be explaining things like VO write or VO space. Third, I assume that you know basic Objective-C, as well as some basic programming topics, such as debugging, logging, that sort of thing. If you're not already familiar with Xcode, I strongly recommend you visit www.applevis.com and look up the Xcode walkthroughs and tutorials that I and others have written. Simply do a search for Xcode and you'll get a bunch of results. Look through those. Obviously, I expect that you have a Mac with Xcode installed and are ready to use that. So, let's go ahead and get started. Right now, I'm just going to walk you through creating a project, logging a line, checking that log, and then doing some basic debugging. Future podcasts will go into more details, UI design, that sort of thing. But for right now, we'll just keep it simple, and we will get you started. So open up Xcode.
Xcode.
If it's the first time you've ever run Xcode, you might have a welcome dialog, something about downloading more components. Just go through all that, let it download whatever it wants to. It will take up a lot of room if you have a small MacBook, like a 64 gig drive. Just keep in mind that Xcode does take up a lot of room, especially after it installs all the SDKs and help docs it needs. So once you've gotten through all those dialogues and you're back at the main Xcode screen, Command-Shift-N will make a new project.
Project ellipsis. Interact with dialog. 4. Window. Choose a template for your new project. Choose a template for your new project. Cocoa application.
Alright, here's where you're going to choose what type of application you're going to want. For our purposes, I'm just going to make a Mac app. I'm not going to touch iOS yet. Go to the right.
Development category table, row 6 of 10. Application selected.
And that's row 6 because above that, you've got all your iOS stuff. If you go to the top of this table,
iOS.
Option up arrow, go to the top. And then you can find all the different categories.
Application, framework, and other. OS 10, text.
So again, we're going to be making an OS 10 application, not an iOS one. So you want to select
application
under the OS 10 heading, not the iOS heading. Continuing to the right.
Template chooser group.
The template for this new project, usually the default is fine, but just in case, interact here.
Interact with template chooser group. 4 items, Cocoa application tile view item.
The Cocoa application is the one we want. Tile view is just the type of view it is. It's not important. All of them are tile views.
Sprite kit game tile view item. Cocoa-AppleScript application tile view item. Command line tool tile view item.
And again, we want
Cocoa application tile view item.
Cocoa. So stop interacting and continue to the right.
Stop interact. Cocoa application image. Cocoa application.
And it just describes what it is.
This template builds a Cocoa-based application written in Objective-C. Cancel button. Previous. Dim button. Next. Default button.
So let's go to next.
Product name edit text.
Here's where you name all your stuff. I'm just going to call mine Hello
Your new
world.
Product's name. Organization name. Access it. LLC. Content selected.
And you can set all this stuff, the organization name, prefix, everything in the preferences with command comma. And it will autofill it every time you make a new project.
Company identifier. Com access it. Content selected. Company identifier. Bundle identifier. Com access it. Hello dash world. Bundle identifier.
And this is just all standard stuff here.
Class prefix. AIT. Content selected. Class prefix edit.
That's AIT, by the way. VoiceOver just says it strangely. It's actually all caps AIT. That's just mine. Again, all this stuff is individualized. What I use is not what you should be using because they're meant to differentiate different companies and different developers from each other. You don't really have to use anything if you don't want to. Google covers a lot of the stuff better than I can. I'm mostly here to show you about the VoiceOver side of things, so I'm going to leave most of this alone. And if you have questions, Google really is your best bet. I learned most of this stuff from Google, so.
App Store category. None. Pop-up button for the category for your application in the Mac App Store. Pop-up button.
That's fine.
Uncheck checkbox for whether the application should be document-based.
Nope.
Document extension. MyDoc. Document. Uncheck checkbox for whether the application should use the core data framework for store. Dimmed uncheck checkbox. Cancel button. Previous button. Next. Default button.
Next.
Is code busy?
No,
code. Ready. Interact with dialog. Open back. Dim button. Source control colon. This code will place your project.
All right, now it's asking where we want to save it. So you just choose a folder like usual.
Create default button.
Let me just make sure mine's in the right spot. It's fine. Enter.
This code busy.
It's creating it now.
This code scroll area.
Okay, the first thing to do is stop interacting with everything.
Stop.
There, until you're at the top level and you can't stop anymore. There are several groups here, and again, I'm assuming that you've read the basic layouts I've already written for AppleVis, so I'm not going to spend much time explaining each of these groups in detail, but let's just go to the top of the window.
Toolbar.
And then VO right.
Activity Viewer for Workspace Hello World Group. Navigator Group.
The Navigator is probably the first place you're going to want to look, because it's where you can choose which code files you're viewing. Interact with it.
Interact with Navigator Group. 13 items, Project Navigator, selected radio button, 1 of 8.
Project Navigator, again, is the one you'll want. It shows you all of your files, any resources, everything that your project contains. The quickest way to jump down to that table is to simply VO down right from this radio button.
Project Navigator outline table, row 1 of 10. Hello World, 2 targets, OS 10 SDK 10.9 edit text selected.
And then down arrow until you find the file you want. In our case, we're going to go for...
Hello World, edit text, 8up delegate H, 8up delegate M.
The .m file. And that's, again, AIT app delegate, it's not the digit 8. Whatever prefix you chose will precede your own app delegate file names, the .h and the .m files. So find the .m file. Now let's go view its source code. Stop interacting.
Stop interacting with Navigator Group.
Right arrow to the source code group. Should be the very next one.
Source code group.
Interact.
Interact with source code group 8 up delegate M group.
And within the source code group, you've got a few things. You'll probably only have one when you start, which will simply be the file you just chose. Eventually, depending on what you're doing, you might have a couple files here, debug area, a whole bunch of stuff. But for right now, we're exactly where we want to be, so interact with that file group.
Interact with 8 up delegate M group. 4 items navigation bar group.
The navigation bar is useful. It lets you look at previous files, related files, a bunch of different things, but we don't want to go there for the moment, so let's go to the right.
Source code annotations ruler.
The ruler can also be useful. We'll see why in a few minutes, but it's not where we want to be. Now, you might have run into the source code first. I don't know why, but sometimes the ruler and the code switch positions. So sometimes the ruler's first, sometimes the code is first. There's no rhyme or reason to it that I can find. But we are looking for the source code group, so if, I'm sorry, the source code edit text, so if that's the one you came to first, then you're good. If not, go one more to the right.
Source code edit text insertion at beginning of text, slash
there
slash.
We are. Stop talking. Now, you don't have to, but I usually interact with it just out of habit.
Interact with edit text, slash slash, slash slash.
Okay, let's go ahead and log something in here. So let's go down to...
New line, add implementation, id app delegate. New line, dash left, print void, right, print application, did finish launching, frown, ns, notification, star, right, print a notification.
That, did finish launching. We're going to put our log statement in here because whatever is in here is going to run as soon as that application launches. So it's a pretty good place to put some basic testing things.
Left brace, slash slash insert code here to initialize your application.
Exactly. So go to the end of the line, command right arrow.
Application.
New line. And I've got key echo off, by the way, so you won't hear anything I'm typing as I type it. But I'll just tell it to log the application started. So capital N, capital S, capital L, lowercase OG, left paren, at sign, quote, the
applic...
I can't type. The application launched, quote, right paren, semicolon. And again, I think I hit one too many... characters here.
Apostrophe.
Yep. Perfect. Run it. Command R.
Run.
Waiting.
B. Build succeeded alert.
Always tells you if it succeeded or failed. And the next thing that should happen is your application will
actually Hello World. Hello World window. Close button.
Show on the screen, like that. There's nothing in our application, of course. We didn't add any UI elements. We didn't do anything special. So it's just a blank application right now. It's got the default close button and zoom and a few other things. It's got a menu bar. That was all given to us for free because of the template we chose, but there's nothing specific here that it'll do. So as soon as it runs, just close it with Command-Q.
Close button. Code. Hello world. IDAP delegate dem window. Source code. Empty edit text insertion on Word. Semicolon.
And you're back where you were. So how do we check if that log statement actually logged? I mentioned earlier that the source code group would hold a few other things as you progressed, and now it will. Stop interacting.
Stop interacting with edit text.
One more time.
Stop interacting with IDAP delegate dem group.
Now VO write.
Debug bar group. Debug group.
The debug group, not the debug bar, but the debug group is where you want to be. Interact with it.
Interact with debug group. 11 items variables view empty table.
Right.
Vertical splitter.
Right again.
Debug console edit text insertion at end of text.
There's the console. Now, interact with it, but sometimes you'll have to interact twice. Again, I don't know why it's one of those Xcode oddities. So interact.
Interact with debug console edit text insertion at end of text.
Interact again, just in case.
Interact with edit text.
See what I mean? Sometimes it requires you to do it twice. I don't know why. Usually, the quickest way I find is just to go to the top of the window with Command up.
2014.
And then VO down arrow. And of course, the VO down arrow sometimes gives you odd behavior, but just up and down arrow.
New line. New line.
Won't really read you much of anything. You've got to use VO up and down.
New line, 2014-05-2520:14:19.002 Hello World, left bracket 8022:303 right bracket, the application.
And VO down arrow.
Launched.
The application launched, it worked. Done. So that's how you log things, and that's how you look at your log's output. But let's go back and make a mistake so that we can see what happens when your code doesn't work the way you think it should. Stop interacting a couple times.
Stop interacting with debug group.
Top of window.
IDAP delegate dem group.
Back to the source code, interact.
Interact with IDAP delegate dem group.
Find the actual code.
Source code annotations ruler. Source code edit text insertion on Word.
And again, I interact.
Interact with it.
Just because it's habit. Let's remove the at sign.
NS log left print quote the application launched quote right print semicolon.
By the way, I'm getting that punctuation readout by using most in my punctuation setting. So I really recommend that you do that if you're coding a lot. The brackets, the colons, semicolons, at signs, all that stuff. You really need to hear all of that going on, so most seems to be the perfect setting. So let's go to the top of the, I'm sorry, the start of the line here.
Tab.
And I have auto tabbing indented set to on, so you're hearing some tabs.
Tab, capital N, capital S, capital L.
And I'm just right arrowing.
O, G, left paren, at.
Remove the at sign.
At.
And now, of course, it's not going to work because that application launched, that string is no longer an NS string. It's just a straight string, and the NS log function doesn't know what to do with it. So let's run it with Command R.
Run. Build failed alert.
Now, build failed alert tells you that it didn't build. It does not tell you anything else, and it's not going to. You have to find your debugging elsewhere. Stop interacting.
Stop interacting with edit text.
Let's go back to the navigation group.
Stop interacting with IDAP delegate dem group. Stop interacting with source code group.
Now we're at the top level. Left.
Navigator group.
There it is. Interact.
Interact with navigator group. 13 items project navigator. Selected radio button. 1 of 8.
But we don't want that one. We want to go to the right.
Simple navig. Find nav. Issue navigator radio button.
Issue.
4 of 8. Press issue navigator radio button. 4 of 8.
That's the one. VO command T. Earlier we did a VO down arrow to jump to the
Show
table.
Show issue navigator.
But that's not going to work here. So VO command T.
Issue navigator outline table.
Down arrow.
Hello world. Text. IDAP delegate dem. Text.
It's saying text because those are just, I guess you can think of them as sort of headers. First of all, it was the project name, hello world. And this time it's the file name where the error is. Down arrow once more and we can see the problem.
Arc restrictions.
ARC restrictions, ARC. I have no idea what those ARC restrictions are, though. It didn't tell me. And if you find that you need more exact information, interact until you can get to the actual error.
Interact with issue navigator outline table, row 3, selected.
And it's already on row 3, which, because I errored down 3 times,
implicit conversion of a non-dash objective dash C pointer type char star to IDIS disallowed with ARC.
Anyway, I know that's my error. And you just heard the help tag be read out, and it told you exactly what went wrong. So, if you missed it, VO shift H.
Implicit conversion of a non-objective C pointer type char to IDIS disallowed with ARC.
And that's pretty much what I said would happen earlier. It's trying to convert a char asterisk, which is a C type, to an Objective-C ID, and it can't. So stop interacting. Let's go fix it.
Stop interacting with issue navigator outline table, row 304.
All the way to the top of the window.
Stop interacting with navigator group.
So till you can't stop interacting anymore. And go to the source code.
Source code group.
Interact.
Interact with source code group. 3 items ADAP delegate M group.
Interact.
Interact with ADAP delegate M group. 4 items navigation.
Find your source code.
Source code annotations ruler. Source code at a text insertion on word. NS log left paren after character left paren //.
Now, you heard that it put the insertion point right exactly where the error is. That's pretty useful. So when you interact with the source code here.
Interact with edit text. Quote the application.
You're already where you should be. Don't ask me why, but for some reason, if you then left or right arrow, it'll sometimes move you out of that exact spot.
NSLog. Left paren.
Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it works beautifully. But if you are jumped out of where you want to be and you find yourself somewhere else on the line, don't be too surprised. So I'm right before the quote. If I hit right arrow.
Quote.
Left arrow.
Quote.
So I'm on that first quotation mark. I'll add back in the at sign. Run it.
Run. Build succeeded alert.
Then it worked.
Hello world window, close button.
And let's close it with command Q again.
Close button, code, hello world, IDAP delegate.
Okay, so that's one way to find problems. Now there's a quicker way. If I take the at sign out again.
At.
Gone. Remember that ruler from earlier? That can be useful. It only shows you problems in the current file, but it can sometimes be quicker than uninteracting a bunch of times and going to find the navigator, all that stuff. So stop interacting once.
Stop interacting with edit text.
And again, that's only if you did interact with the text. And go to the left.
Source code annotations ruler.
Or to the right, depending on where yours is configured. And interact.
Interact with source code annotations ruler. 3 items annotation dash line colon 0 inches button.
Inches, that's a nuance artifact. I don't know why it says inches all the time. It's just 0. Anyway, if you VO down arrow.
Diagnostic warning dash id app delegate m colon 16 incompatible pointer types passing char left bracket 26 right bracket 2 parameter of type I button.
And that's basically the same error we saw before, except we didn't have to go all the way over the table to get it. Again, the table in the Navigator group has the advantage that it shows you all the errors from all the files in your project. This just shows you the errors in the current project, but it's still pretty useful. The other problem, though, is that this ruler doesn't cause focus to jump to the error itself. So had I been somewhere else in the file and I looked at this error, nothing would have happened. Yes, it's a button, but the button actually doesn't do anything.
Diagnostic warning dash id app delegate m colon.
I just hit VO space and it read it, but it didn't really do anything else. It's not going to jump your focus, unfortunately. Thankfully, there is a quick and easy way to jump to a line.
Jump in ADAP delegate M ellipsis. Open quickly window.
Line number.
Search text field.
Now, a minute ago, the error said line 16, so I can just type 16.
Line number.
Enter.
Hello world. IDAP delegate M. Edited window. Diagnostic warning.
And I'm still in the ruler. But the neat part about the ruler, though, up and down arrow.
NS log left print.
They still do it.
Right brace.
They still work. So even though VO up and down arrow.
Diagnostic error dash id app delegate m colon 16.
Will actually read the errors in the ruler. Just regular navigation commands and editing commands.
NS log left print. Tab.
they all still work, even though I'm still in the ruler. So it's a pretty nice way of quickly making a change and being able to see what else is in the ruler that you have to fix for the file. The third way is command apostrophe.
Fix dash at hints table, row 1 of 1, column 1, fix dash at hints type column 2, insert at, fix dash at hints title selected.
And there, it automatically prompted me to fix it. Now that wasn't the result of
type.
Command apostrophe. What actually happened was command apostrophe jumped me to my next issue, no matter what file it was in. And because my cursor focused on that issue, I got that pop-up that offered to fix it for me. Again, command apostrophe just moves you to issues. It's up to Xcode whether or not it can offer to fix them. And sometimes what it offers to do is not what you want it to do, so be careful. If you do want to accept this, though, enter will do it. And if you don't, escape will close it without accepting it. Also, you heard it's a table. If there were two or three options, maybe it wasn't sure maybe what method name you wanted to put in there, and it gave you a few options, you could just move to the correct one in the table, press enter, and that will choose the one you highlighted in the table. So simple enough, but I'll hit escape.
Source code at a text insertion on Word.
And I'm back where I was. So those are the three main ways of debugging. You've got the issue navigator in the navigator group. You've got the ruler, again, which only does the current file. And you've got the command apostrophe. Command shift apostrophe is supposed to go backward, but I don't find that it works as reliably, so I don't usually use it. But those are the three main ways of finding things. Now there are more advanced things, breakpoints and looking at stacks and all that, but that's sort of outside of the scope of this particular podcast. Again, I might cover those in future ones. But hopefully this is enough to get you at least started on some very basic test applications and kind of getting your feet wet with Objective-C. Look for my next one, which hopefully will come soon, which will go through actual UI design and adding things like buttons and text fields and fun things like that to your window, and we'll actually start making some useful applications. Until then, this is Alex Hall at VOTips on Twitter, and of course you can find my profile on applevis.com if you want to contact me by email, and I hope you found this useful.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at AppleVis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the AppleVis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the AppleVis team.